stakeholders cry foul on MISO's resource accreditation pivot, read by an automated voice. Less than a year after debuting availability-based accreditation, MISO is proposing to reformulate how it accredits its resources. Stakeholders aren't happy. MISO wants to accredit all resources based on their performance during predefined resource adequacy hours or tight operation conditions. It will then adjust unit accreditation by a capacity value determined by loss of load expectation. The equation's LOLE piece would replace the grid operator's use of unforced capacity values that rely on forced outage rates. The new design is also intended to replace MISO's current accreditation method for renewable energy, which uses a unit-level effective load-carrying capability calculation based on a peak-hour contribution. It would also have staff fashioning new planning reserve margin requirements based on coincident loss of load hours rather than coincident peak load hours. Jordan Bakke, Director of Policy Studies, told stakeholders during a Resource Adequacy Subcommittee, or RASC meeting Wednesday, that MISO's goal is to create a single, comprehensive resource adequacy accreditation reform filing with FERC by next year, though the requested effective date is up for debate. "We're not trying to seek immediate implementation," he said. Bakke said the grid operator wants to shift its accreditation philosophy from peak load-based to risk-based under a sampling of the system's riskiest hours. Multiple stakeholders said they had serious concerns with the proposal, arguing that a direct loss of load approach should be applied to all resources. They contended a loss of load approach will only rely on a limited number of forecasted hours that are too small a sample to use for accreditation. Invenergy's Sophia Dossine asked how the approach will help MISO. She said a forced outage value is broader and based on more reliable historical, rather than forecasted information. Bakke said a probabilistic loss of load approach is better suited for the tighter operating reality MISO is facing. He said the past is not an indication of the future conditions and resource mix. Staff said using a direct loss of load calculation produces similar accreditation values to unforced capacity calculations. "My reaction to that is, so what? That's almost a tautology," resource adequacy consultant Michael Milligan said. WEC Energy Group's Chris Plant wondered whether MISO and stakeholders would be better served if they re-examined the Tariff Schedule 53, which defines the RTO seasonal accreditation calculation. "I think we've gone in the opposite direction of what stakeholders have intended," he said. "I think we need to ask what it is we want out of our resource adequacy construct. Do we want it to tell us when to construct generation, or do we want it to tell us the reliability value of the existing fleet? And I think it should be the latter. I think what you're hearing in this meeting today is Terry's not support for this proposal. And yet, you're moving forward with it anyway," Clean Grid Alliance's Natalie McIntyre said. McIntyre asked why staff is proposing to change thermal resource accreditation so soon after winning approval of its availability-based method. "Were they revisiting accreditation because they didn't get it right?" she asked. "We need more. We need more here from MISO. And I think we need to take a step back and see what's needed from the stakeholder process, rather than MISO completely driving this train," McIntyre said. "I share what a lot of other stakeholders are feeling in this process. Are we going to be railroaded?" Southern Renewable Energy Association's Andy Kowalczyk said. Staff said they will devote more time to the topic during future RASC meetings. FERC last year approved MISO's seasonal capacity accreditation, which assigns accreditation based on a generating unit's past performance during expected tight conditions. That accreditation only applies to MISO's thermal generators. MISO has yet to file a separate, availability-based accreditation for its renewable generators. During a January 17 discussion before the subcommittee, market participants complained about the difficulty of making minor adjustments to planned generator outages without taking hits to their resource accreditation. Representatives from Minnesota Power and WEC Energy Group said they have either started an approved outage early or extended it by a few days, only to entirely lose their outage exemption and negatively impact their accreditation. Stakeholders said MISO is unfairly decrementing their availability-based accreditation for the outage's entirety and not for just the few days tacked on. They asked staff to rectify the situation and make it easier to modify existing planned outages in MISO's non-public interface.